How about some straight talk on depression and anxiety? I woke up yesterday morning, which was Monday, December 3rd. And I gotta tell you, I woke up depressed. And I felt the seeming weight of the world on me. And I have, maybe like you, I have a variety of sort of self-coaching sort of techniques to use. I didn't have a lot of time. I'd slept quite a bit the night before after a very busy weekend. At least I got like a good night's rest between Sunday evening and Monday morning. And I didn't have the heart for anything on Monday morning. Not only had I had a physically tiring weekend, but I had also lost something. I was packing up after a Beer and Hymns gig in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Left behind a vintage piece of audio gear. And I had searched and texted around trying to find it between folks that were with me, et cetera, et cetera. And the thing is, I couldn't replace this gear. I didn't think I could. And I was just so not in a good mood on Monday morning. And I wonder if you experienced the feelings of depression. Like, what do you do? How do you redirect? How do you reframe? I am not on a psychiatric regimen. I know friends that are, and I know a lot of Americans and others, of course, around the world are helping themselves and I teeter back and forth between anxiety and depression. Not every single day, but probably a little bit of that each day. And there's things that bring me depression in my job. There's things that bring me anxiety in my out-of-job life. Relationships can often bring me anxiety. Thoughts of the future, anxiety. Thoughts of the past, depression. No, not always, but there's I'm able here at my ripe old age of 43 to at least name these forces back and forth. Depression, anxiety, anxiety, depression. There's, like I said a second ago, there's a chance to begin to address these through a clinical addition to my life, meaning, you know, Prozac, Xanax. I used to be able to list them more freely, but there's ways to remedy this, right? Or at least kind of, you could say, compress the high highs and the low lows, the heights of anxiety and the lows of depression. I very well may be heading towards that. I feel things intensely. It's part of being me. I'm not good at chilling out. Although I give myself that advice all the time. Monday morning, I was just putting one foot in front of the other and breathing deep. I didn't have enough time to do a kind of, what should I call it? Like a meditational moment or something, sort of peace inducing for myself. I did fire up an audiobook by Richard Rohr. I wonder if you know who that is. Famous Franciscan monk. Well, he's not a monk, I don't guess, but a Franciscan. And he is a wise man and is part of a spiritual consciousness that I really am helped by. I fired up the audiobook and I was so helped by just a bit of it. I thought I would read this one passage that I listened to Monday morning. This is, the book is The Divine Dance that I was listening to, and now I have a hard copy of as well. It's Richard Rohr with Mike Morrill. Page 63. This is Father Rohr. In the men's rite of passage work that I've done, I tell the men on the last night before initiation that success has nothing, absolutely nothing, to teach you spiritually after age 30. It just feels good. That's all. Everything you learn at my age, in my 70s now, is by failure, humiliation, and suffering. Things falling apart. Dissolution is the only thing that allows the soul to go to a deeper place. Any questions?
I think that about
solves everything. I kid. I felt like that was really honest, however. I probably, maybe like you, I am constantly experiencing failure. And I'm experiencing, as the quote says, humiliation and suffering. And then there's the phrase, things falling apart. Dissolution being the only thing that allows the soul to go to a deeper place. Is that helpful? On Monday morning, I did find strength in that.
I have a
self-improvement gene, if you will.
If you ask me,
would I rather stay satisfied in one place and not be learning, or would I rather be on a bit of a white knuckle
roller coaster
ride, if that's an apt
metaphor?
Would I rather be on a bit of a roller coaster as I learned
and grew and developed?
Well, I would choose the latter of those two things, right? And I think most of us are dealing with that.
But man, oh man, oh man,
it's hard.
I went into work Monday morning yesterday, just eking along. I
started to feel a little better just sitting at my desk
and getting some work done with my Vanderbilt fundraising efforts, and just tried to calm myself.
A lot of deep breaths. I stabilized. In fact, I moved by midpoint and later in the day, and I guess I could be real specific about a few things that happened, but some good things did happen, right? Some Wilson Phillips, I know that there is pain, but if you hold on for one more day, then you break free from the chains.
I hope you know that song.
It's in Bridesmaids
with
Kristen Wiig and
I think Amy Poehler. Anyway.
Hold on for one more day. I held on. I held on Monday, and I got a few breaks.
And you're never going to believe this,
but the venue
that I did
the Beer and Hymns work at and the show at,
they found, it was a zoo, I might as well be honest.
It was a zoo.
And we were in a big building.
It wasn't with like live animals right in our building. But they found the missing piece of gear.
And I did not expect that. I was sure that something really bad had happened to that piece of gear. there is one piece of the thing of the story too, is that there was several other groups loading out their stuff. And I was sure someone had accidentally put it in a box. But the worst thing of all is the person would not know what to do to recover the piece with its rightful owner. And I, blah, 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 blah. Just worry, worry, anxiety, depression over it, back and forth. By Monday night, last night, I had turned the corner. I'd eaten a good meal with my wife. We made some delicious scrambled eggs about 8 p.m. And I'm a student of anxiety and I'm a student of depression. I want for them to lead me towards self-stabilization. And I have coping mechanisms. I did yoga yesterday evening from about 5 to 6 p.m. with a class, and that is great for me. It really helps me, and I really was able to kind of just take my worry helmet off for an hour. By the end, I had some more perspective. I go grocery shopping when I get anxious. Not every time, but I went to a meeting on Wednesday last week. The meeting was actually very, very good. It inspired me, but I also felt, it was weird, because I felt the inspiration kind of hitting up against, I am not sure how to make immediate changes to really actualize this inspiration that I feel, if that makes any sense. It's almost like being able to see a promised land across a giant, like, Grand Canyon. And I felt equally inspired and also a little traumatized. But then I went grocery shopping and it tends to calm me down. Something about it is calming. Anxiety and depression. I listened to the Marc Maron interview with Jeff Tweedy, who is the lead singer for Wilco. And he was on WTF podcast just a few days ago. And I listened to it Sunday and some of Monday yesterday. And you know what? These famous musicians and famous comedians and probably almost everybody, they too are figuring out where they are with anxiety and depression. I wonder what you think. Write me with any ideas. lilwhq@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter at Geoffrey Little. That's my name. GeoffreyLittle. If you hear this and if this is interesting to you, let me know. I really appreciate the chance to talk some things out. Maybe I'll stabilize.